The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. We are broadcasting worldwide today. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I have a very special report I want to air first off, straight up, on this Wednesday, the sixth day already of April 2016, transmission by John Bound. His reports are so important. ISIS Supreme Commander Hillary Clinton lectures America on ISIS. Obviously, they put the full power of the Republican Party and the Democratic Party and the establishment in a huge way against Donald Trump, and he lost to Ted Cruz in Wisconsin. They're trying to create a meme now. This is the fall of Donald Trump and the fall of populism. We've got Roger Stone joining us in the second hour today to break down what's really happening and a lot more. But first, the John Bound report, and then we'll get into incredible over-the-top political correctness at a new level. So get ready for that.
They've created ISIS. Hillary Clinton created ISIS with Obama.
He is becoming ISIS's best recruiter. They are going to people, showing videos of Donald Trump insulting Islam and Muslims in order to recruit more radical jihadists.
Hillary Clinton would have us all forget about the failed regime changes she oversaw in Egypt and Libya that led up to the staged rollout of Benghazi, as an actual Marine sergeant pointed out to Bill Clinton on the campaign trail back in February.
I did 8 years active duty service, 2/3 Iraq. I had platoon of 31, I had 7 that were killed, 6 wounded beyond return. And I have met with many of these Gold Star parents and families, so I've seen them.
What do you think should be done with the DNA?
I've seen them mourn. And the thing is that we had 4 lives in Benghazi that were killed, and your wife tried to cover it up.
Benghazi, now commonly known as a bungled covert operation, nothing less than a CIA arms transfer of Gaddafi's pilfered arsenal to ISIS. Hillary's accusations of Trump now being somehow responsible for ISIS are on their face laughable.
The way Donald Trump talks about terrorism and his, you know, very insulting language toward Muslims is making him the recruiting sergeant for ISIS.
In January of this year, Soros dropped $8 million to boost Hillary's sluggish campaign. While we are all overwhelmed and diverted by the ISIS chaos, the New World Order bankers extend their tentacles into their customers' bank accounts worldwide. As Zero Hedge reports, WikiLeaks has now verified what former head of the Bank of England, Mervyn King, admitted 1 month ago when he said that Europe's economic depression is the result of deliberate policy choices made by EU elites. It is also what AIG bank strategist Bernard Connolly said back in 2008 when laying out what Europe wants. The evidence is staggering, as WikiLeaks published the transcript of a teleconference that took place on March 19, 2016, between the top two IMF officials in charge of managing the Greek debt crisis, Paul Thompson, the head of IMF's European department, and Dalia Velkulescu, the IMF mission chief for Greece. The IMF officials say that a threat of an imminent financial catastrophe, as The Guardian puts it, is needed to force other players into accepting its measures, such as cutting Greek pensions and working conditions, or, as Bloomberg puts it, considering a plan to cause a credit event in Greece and destabilize Europe. Under the banner of the globalist soft war through the terror of ISIS, Europe is gradually being forced into total submission, while many Americans bitterly cling to their blind ignorance in the face of an upcoming storm.
Oh, I did nothing. I was not here. I did not even get up this morning.
With all due respect, The fact is, we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make? It is our job to figure out what happened and do everything we can to prevent it from ever happening again, Senator.
As ISIS Brigadier General Hillary Clinton lectures the home of the brave and the land of the free, the average American citizen is genuinely insulted. John Baum for InfoWars.com.
Another powerful, hard-hitting report by John Baum, posted on InfoWars.com right now. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Born upon the altar of God, eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
April 6, 2016, on this Wednesday worldwide broadcast. The private, run-for-profit Federal Reserve that got its economic beachhead in New York City in 1913 has now basically taken over the United States and almost the entire world with its economic fraud. You got to hand it to those foreign central banks and those foreign robber baron families. They know how to conquer a country by stealth. Coming up today, we are going to have the aftermath, and we're going to look forward into the future. I talked to Roger Stone a few weeks ago, and he said that he thought Trump would lose Wisconsin because the whole power structure was lining up against him there in the brainwashing campaign to end all brainwashing campaigns. He also, 3 months before Trump lost Iowa, told me privately that he thought that was the case. And last night, he predicted, actually yesterday afternoon to me on the phone, exactly what the loss numbers would be. I don't know how much of this inside baseball he'll get into on air, but man, I wish I could tell you all the stuff that Roger Stone tells me. That guy is amazing. And what's coming up at the convention this year in Cleveland, we're going to be there. I'm going to bring as much of the crew as I can, but it's so important, obviously, to run InfoWars here in Austin, Texas. David Knight's going to be co-hosting here. I'm going to be there for at least a week, probably more, because this is going to be the open attempt to steal the popular vote from the American people. The RNC is back on national television openly saying they're going to select someone, probably not even Cruz or Kasich. Another top Republican, Karl Rove said this last week, but another top Republican said, oh, well, we may select Kasich. So we're going to be taught here that it isn't about our popular vote now. It's about the kingmakers. RNC chairman suggests Kasich could be picked as nominee. Karl Rove and others say, no, we'll want a fresh face. So we'll play all of those clips coming up. This is really the curtain being pulled back in a big, big way. Also, finally, NBC News, Reuters, Associated Press, 4 days after I made this point, just pointing out that the mainstream media is the lagging, stumbling brachiosaurus of the dinosaurs, falling into the dustbin of history constantly. Obama is now being asked, and others are being asked in press conferences, why are there no Americans out of tens of thousands of people listed in the Panama Papers? There's another question. And Wayne Madsen's written about this for InfoWars.com, investigative journalist. Why will none of the Soros publications or pundits even talk about it? Well, because when you're involved in something, you don't want to draw attention to yourself. It's come out, the Rockefeller Foundation, this is on record, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Endowment, the Ford Foundation, and two of Soros' foundations have been running this data dump for 2 years with the media preparing it. And within days, it's falling flat on its face as a calculated system to go after legal offshore accounts of people with as little as $20,000 in them. Of course, it's the biggest data dump in history. The biggest theft of data. Hundreds of times bigger than WikiLeaks. Because it's just provincial. It's a giant slice, and it vaguely is connected to the British Prime Minister's father, and it's vaguely connected to this soccer player, and oh my gosh, we found an account of this European Prime Minister. And when you go for estate planning and you got $50,000, a mainline lawyer, when you're setting up a trust fund for your kid's college, will try to get you to put it offshore. It's legal, it's lawful, but they act like it's all the Pelican Brief or something and it's totally illegal. So remember, the big mega banks have created $2.2 quadrillion in the last decade or so. It's really more than that, in totally counterfeit fraudulent paper. They fix the interest rates, they fix the stock markets, they fix the currency rates to the tune of trillions a day. That's what the currency market is. It's in the multi-trillions, and they're slicing billions off the top every day. Totally rigged. They don't deny it. I had people like Bob Chapman on 20 years ago talking about it, and people roll their eyes. Since then, it's, you know, Rolling Stone, Associated Press, headline, everything is rigged for a select group. And Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan are the number one and number two funders of everything from Hillary Clinton to Barack Obama to Ted Cruz, to the gun control groups, the open borders, the sponsors of all the ethnic culture events that aren't celebrate art, literature, this and that of black culture, Hispanic culture, Asian culture. You go to these things. We have a report coming out soon. They just had it at the Bob Bullock Museum that had a whole section on the plan of San Diego and how it was a Chicano civil rights movement. The Germans in World War I funded the Mexicans in Big Bend across the border to attack. Hundreds of people were killed. And it was the plan of San Diego to kill all whites, all white males above the age of 16. And I knew it was at Bob Bullock. I actually saw it in the paper. My friend Steve Mason kept trying to get me to go down there. It closed the other day, that exhibit, but he got some footage. We're going to show that to you. But, man, that's being celebrated at the Bob Bullock Natural History Texas Museum. The plan of San Diego. I learned about the plan of San Diego like 18 years ago out of the Mexican Independence Day parade. There are all these people wearing the Plan of San Diego shirts, and a Hispanic professor from UT said, Alex, you know what the Plan of San Diego is? He goes, you might want to look into it. And it's just crazy. And again, it's not to free Hispanics or free Mexico. It's just to get us all fighting with each other. But at the University of Texas, they teach people that are in cultural studies the Plan of San Diego is a good thing to kill the white people. And you go see the new Black Panther Party and the Black Lives Matter groups in countless videos saying, we'd just be better off if all the whites were dead. That's just classic genocidal garbage that every culture has engaged in against itself and others. This is a human, aberrant behavior. And, by the way, I was against World War I, the Austrian-Hungarian Empire. Did not start that. The British started it. They had a, quote, German problem because the Germans were outmaneuvering them with industry and free trade and defeating their empire, and the Dutch were upset about it. A bunch of people were mad at the Austrian-Hungarian Empire and Germania itself. It was dominating economically, but they had a very medieval military command. It was high tech, but very medieval. It was a war cult, and they just messed with the Germans until they got into that war. People ask, why would Mexico be allied with Germany and attack the United States during World War I? Because Germany went in there after the Spain left and took over for the Austrian-Hungarian Empire. And so, again, I've got so much news to cover and I'm digressing. It's just frustrating to know history and to see the public not aware of history. But just because the British Empire started a war with Germany to bring them down, doesn't mean I support German operations to attack the United States. So why are Americans not included in the Panama Papers, NBC Nightly News asked? We were asking that on Sunday. Because it's totally tailored to put the Anglo-American establishment in the driver's seat worldwide to extradite anybody they want, including foreigners, or to black bag American citizens that legally and lawfully take their money out of the U.S., after-tax money, and try to protect themselves. Only big mega corporations are allowed to take their money offshore and be tax-exempt, and that's before-tax money. You can't take your after-tax money and put it overseas because they can always find some ignorant federal grand jury more than happy to indict you. One of the many remarkable things about the massive leak of documents known as the Panama Papers is what's so far been lacking. Americans. The documents related to a Panamanian law firm that specializes in creating shell companies for many of the world's richest people proved a glimpse into how secret fortunes and ill-gotten gains are moved through a shadowy financial network, according to the International Consortium of Investigative Journalism. The special consortium that you could... The International Consortium. Well, if you just switch that... International and Consortium, it's Consortium International America, CIA. And of course, that's who's running all this, of course. And it goes on, which worked with news organizations around the world to analyze the files. Yes, with the directive to not burn any of the Anglo-American operatives. There's very few connected in the UK as well that have been burned. It's all been specifically come through for over a year to selectively cook it. This is parallel construction. Just like the DEA on record scans your phone records, listens to everything without warrants, not to stop drug dealers, but to shut down drug dealers that aren't on their payroll, that aren't kicking money back. And we told you that 15, 16 years ago. it was declassified 2 years ago, that they listen to all your phones with AI computers, track your phone records with the NSA, and then they go create fake investigations with fake informants that then read the data out in court to put you in prison. And, of course, many cases, they just completely frame you and just go all the way. You can't trust DNA testing. You can't trust hair, semen testing, blood testing. None of it. None of it. Because the FBI crime lab itself and its head, Dr. Frederick Whitehurst, who's been on the show repeatedly, have talked about how it was a factory of fraud. And almost every other major crime lab in the country is a factory of fraud. We're going to go to break. Stay with us.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Is there a difference in body armor? You bet there is. Quality, warranty, price. Get it all from Patriot Armor. Veteran-owned and operated, Patriot Armor plates are made in America. Extensively tested, independent lab certified. Come in many options and protection levels with a lifetime warranty on our steel armor plates and Viper plate carriers. Plus, industry-leading prices starting at just $149.99. Click PatriotArmorDefense.com or call 727-280-7146. When your life depends on it, trust no other. Patriot Armor.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
to get into the election, over-the-top brainwashing and political correctness, and a lot more. But first, I was this morning driving into work. Well, first off, it was another bizarre day. I was out there hiking for about an hour this morning up and down these hills. And Lance Armstrong is just running at full speed up and down the hills right where I'm at in the middle of nowhere. I keep running into Lance Armstrong. And the guy's just charging up and down like massive degree hills, up and down like a mountain goat. I don't know why I'm throwing that in there. It's just part of my bizarre life. Hundreds of square miles of places, and I go, here, it's Lance Armstrong. I go, there, it's Lance Armstrong. He must live down there. Anyways, side issue. And I was thinking about it then, but then I was also thinking about it driving into work. That we're having our whole future stolen, our destiny stolen. And I know I make that point a lot, but man, when they announce that, okay, there is little tech in all the new cars so the police can remote control your vehicle, it's for your own good, and when somebody runs from the cops, we'll just disable their car. I first read about that like 20 years ago, and only select vehicles had it, but police were starting to do it out in L.A., where the helicopter sends an order out to the car, and there's a program already inside, it's ignition basically that turns the car off. Well, it's way beyond that. It's going to tax us. It's going to track us. It's going to control us. And we're just allowing this whole system to be built that controls every facet of our lives and is run by globalists that are anti-human. And we know the smartphones and the iPads and the screen time dumbs us down, lowers our IQ, hurts our relationships. It's not healthy the way we're going. It'd be one thing if we were rapidly evolving technologically and physically in some good direction. We are devolving. We are rotting. We are falling apart. And I love the right-wing fake Christian PC police as well. If I use the word evolve or devolve, they go, there's no such thing as evolution. I'm not debating Charles Darwin's evolution that the pop liberals don't cover properly and that you don't cover properly. But no, I don't believe in pop evolution. And neither does the elite. You might want to research what they actually believe. Even the New York Times has reported what the majority of scientists and genetic engineers believe. And they have a word for it. Maybe I should not even say the name. That'll make people want to go look it up. But basically, the movie Prometheus is there. Creation story. That's what they believe. I'm not saying that's necessarily what I believe. I'm telling you what they believe. They believed it since the time of Charles Darwin. And then they teach you some pop garbage that they don't even believe. But let me digress out of that. The reason I was going down this road for this short segment is that whether you believe there are other entities and other dimensions, aliens, other worlds, whatever you want to call it, take the movie Pacific Rim. Cheesy, fun movie to take 10-year-old kids to. But at least the preface that we always thought life would come from space, not from a interdimensional fracture in the Pacific Rim. That just shows how we have to think outside the limited little box that we've been put in. But I'm not even saying that's what's going on. The elite, in their own words, from Ray Kurzweil to you name it, say that they believe they're merging with machines to create the new Superman, the Ubermenschen. And, of course, every time we start hearing about Superman and Ubermenschen, every time we start seeing that and hearing that, look out, governments start massacring people because you're profane, ugly, stunted animals anyways, according to them. You know, I love the 1940s and 50s because almost everything you see in comic books at that time wasn't plagiarized, but to a great extent was basically taken from Norse and Germanic legend and then superimposed onto mutant Superman, Man of Steel, Superman, Ubermenschen, Overrace, Super Race, Master Race. But by the time, you know, World War II rolls around, Superman is battling Hitler. And, of course, they admit all this to you in a general public propaganda piece in the first new Superman, Man of Steel, where he's against eugenics, but Zod is for it. He wants to kill everybody on Krypton and rebuild. But then the planet blows up before he can do that. So he comes to Earth and he's going to kill everybody and then repopulate the Earth with the Ubermenschen. And the establishment is just in your face telling you what they're going to do to you and your family. So I'm just here warning you, okay? That's all I'm getting at here. We'll be back when I get into the election and more. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
From the front lines of the information war, I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, finishing up with what I was covering last segment, I'm not trying to be negative, but I've made films on the subject. They're free online, like Blueprint for Global Enslavement, End Game, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, and so many others, in their own words, their own admissions. You can go back to documentaries I made 17, 18 years ago and watch them, and like 90% of it's come true. And it didn't come true. They had already beta tested it. They already had it. They were announcing that they were going to be rolling it out. And the end of the story tells you they mean business. So now I see what they say they want to do next. And I know they mean business, and so I'm freaked out. I mean, it's like 5 years ago when Petraeus was head of the CIA. He did an interview with Wired Magazine and admitted, no, all new tech from washing machines to dryers to your refrigerator to your smartwatch, will be tracked in real time. We're going to watch and listen to you. But don't worry, it's AI computers doing it. So if you're not a terrorist, it won't flag it for a human. Don't worry about you having sex with your wife. Don't worry what it is. We're not going to look at you with the algorithms unless you're a terrorist. Folks, they fund Al-Qaeda and ISIS. They are using all the data. They're selling it to corner markets and to be ahead of trends where only select corporations can compete. You go, well, that's fine. They'll know what we really want and give it to us. No, they know what you want and figure out how to not give it to you. It's mind control. It's future prediction technology. It's on record. We told folks about Stingray 16 years ago by name. 3 years ago, Mikhail Phelan made international news when he got the secret documents from the city there in Washington State, Seattle, where it was their own telephone towers everywhere, calling it police communications, what was really Homeland Security, grabbing everyone's info, cracking into your phones live time, video, audio, fake transformers, fake power poles, fake light poles. They were putting those up in 1998 in Austin, Texas. A listener sent us the Federal Register where they were spending millions to put it in. It's in my film, Police State Do the Takeover. What I'm getting at is we are far down this road. Far down it. And next they're coming with forced inoculations. Next they're coming with an economic collapse so bad most families have to live in government-run dormitories like North Korea or Cuba. North Korea and Cuba could have food and water and jobs. Humans are incredibly organized and ingenious and hardworking. Most Cubans now live in dormitories because they won't let you fix your house or have one. They want you in a dormitory with a cot so your kids can't be kids. They're raised by the state. It's raising us like chickens. The Great Leap Forward, the Cultural Revolution, they're now going to do a high-tech version of that here. Under Cloward and Piven, under Agenda 21, all these are just plans that carry out the same domestication, the same imprisonment. You put Native Americans on reservations? Where had the British gotten that? They'd done that in Ireland. They'd done that in Scotland first. Look it up. The German concentration camp comes from the American reservation. And the American reservation comes from the British. And a lot of times we do to others what's been done to us. You know that Andrew Jackson, who put millions of Native Americans in concentration camps and killed them. You know his mother and brother both died in a British concentration camp when he was 11 and 12. Took 2 years. They had one of them first, his mom. His dad had died previously. He was in the Revolutionary War for 5 years from the age of 10 to 15. And he was in giant Indian wars where he saw whole cities destroyed. See, we lost a lot of those early wars. I'm not saying it's good what Jackson did. I'm just saying think of the time he was in. His mother and brother died in a concentration camp. He saw almost everybody he knew killed by the natives after that point. So he became their destroyer. I'm just telling you where all this stuff comes from, ladies and gentlemen. You can look it up for yourself. Hitler was fascinated with the West and with news articles reprinted from the 1860s and on that he would read for hours a day sometimes and modeled much of Nazi Germany and what he did off of what he read in serialized articles in the press, much of it twisted and fictional. Much of his Operation Barbarossa in Russia was tailored on the Indian Wars. How to round up the Russians and other Slavs and kill them. I don't mean to go off in a history lesson. I apologize. It's just all so incredibly interesting, isn't it? And we're being put into an electronic concentration camp. We're being made where we don't have our own jobs, can't produce our own food, and are totally dependent on the system, and they admit that's their plan. For heaven's sake, let's not go down this road. The average bureaucrat's not your enemy. The average cop's not your enemy. The average person working at a corporation's not your enemy. They're compartmentalized. They don't know what's going on. They're scared. They just want to have a future. You've got to let them know going along with the system destroys your future. You can go along with it halfway to survive at this point, but be building alternatives while you legally and lawfully culture jam and sabotage the New World Order. And when enough people understand this and the lights come on collectively, game over. And by the way, we're very close to that point. It's why the enemy is throwing their full power against the people right now worldwide. I'm going to get into the election news and a lot more right now. First, I want to tell you guys, this is a half-eaten bottle because I take these every day at lunch. DNA Force Plus is back in stock, but we rushed this in because it's been sold out for months and the new labeling isn't done. So it will not say plus. It will just note that it has another key enzyme ingredient acid that massively accelerates the uptake of the key ingredients that are in DNA Force. It's the same strength of everything else. The all-new DNA Force Plus is back in stock, a new powerful ingredient, same price. Again, an all-new ultra-strength version of DNA Force is back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com with a new powerful ingredient for the same price as original DNA Force. Read about the new ingredient at InfoWarsLife.com. DNA Force has been sold out for months, and we expect to quickly sell out of its limited shipment. DNA Force is loaded with the patented BioPQQ with a huge dose of that, which is backed by 175 clinical studies and extremely hard to secure. It's like $12,000 to $14,000 a kilo for us. This patented ingredient in DNA Force contains more potent antioxidant activity than vitamin C. Yeah, it's something like 400 cartons of blueberries, and has been associated with nerve growth factor. It's way beyond that. We're just not even going to say what we're allowed to say. Go research it yourself. Look, there's a reason why just one ingredient DNA Force causes and costs so much money. Yeah, I say $12,000 to $14,000 a kilo, but it's like over 2 kilos a batch, so it's $30,000 per batch. DNA Force is extremely hard to produce, and when we run out, we are often out of stock for months. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and get the all-new DNA Force at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, that's DNA Force, ladies and gentlemen, at InfoWarsLife.com. Also, it will sell out by the end of the day and only be available from folks that already signed up for AutoShip, where you get 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. You also get free shipping on orders above $50. That is quite a discount as well. The vitamin mineral fusion drink with all the amino acids that we've come out with that's completely natural and just absolutely pure and clean and healthy and the highest quality, 2 years in development, massively absorbable. You've got to give this to your husband, your wife, your children. It's just so amazing. I think it's really a two-month container. It's a one-month container, reportedly, because it's so strong and so sweet. It's just amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. And again, you can sign up for AutoShip even after it sells out today. We're going to hold back some for folks that sign up for AutoShip, and you'll be able to basically always get any product we have if you sign up for AutoShip, because we know it's budgeted in that you're going to be buying it at least one more time, so we can afford to hold it back. We can't afford to have a bunch of inventory sitting around here. And these products are so hard to make, so clean, so pure, so ridiculously high quality, because we want to pass California standards that are basically made to not be able to pass. It's very hard to pass them, which we do. So that's why it's hard to keep these type of products in stock. We want to thank you all for your support as well, but take advantage of the vitamin mineral fusion that's now back in stock for a limited time. DNA Force, now back in stock for a limited time. Also, please do not forget that we're listener supported. We're not like mainstream media. It's not just NPR, but NBC, MSNBC, and others have gotten millions in taxpayer money. We are funded simply by selling high-quality products and people liking them and using them and wanting to support what we're doing. So I want to thank you all for your support. You make it all possible. Please support our local affiliates, AM and FM, as well. Become a sponsor. Support their sponsors. Let them know you're supporting them. Put an ad on Craigslist, an ad in the paper. Put up a billboard for the show or the station. We're all in. These stations are all in. I'm all in. This is a war. Money and energy must be spent in a war or we'll lose everything. There's not a choice in my view. And a lot of you know that. And I want to thank you. But others are on the fence. Liberty is not a spectator sport. This is for all the marbles. There's no longer any doubt that we're being dominated and taken over. It's a natural instinct to want to resist this tyranny and say no. And I know you want to stand up. So I'm saying let's redouble our efforts together. And let's pray for God to give us guidance, to direct us in what we should do, and to ask for providence. That's not mumbo jumbo, folks. History shows it. My life, I've experienced it. Ask God for providence. Ask God to make you a leader. Ask God to help you be straight and strong and have understanding. And if you do it from a pure heart and not searching for power, God will give you those opportunities. It'll start popping up in your face every day. It's amazing. But it's got to be for the right reason with a pure heart. And you've got to be ready to be persecuted. But I'm telling you, you with a cheerful face go up against the persecution, one door closes, five other doors open. It is amazing. And you'll be fulfilled within yourself. You'll never get fulfilled with Madison Avenue and Wall Street and the world. That's why the more worldly you get, the more you want, because nothing will quench your thirst like being a good human who loves God and loves God's creation and is trying to help others. Now, all I'm offering is the truth, as they say in the Matrix, nothing more. You have to understand that with discernment comes great sorrow, but it's a sweet sorrow. But I'm telling you, people have made a decision to be spiritually blind, culturally blind. They've decided to not know what's happening. It's totally in your face now. You start admitting things to yourself. You start opening your eyes up to a wider world. The universe is going to flash into view like a hidden image that was always there. Empowerment and fulfillment is waiting for you, but you've got to open the door. God comes knocking, but it's free will. You got to open the door. The world and this satanic system sneaks up, tries to take your free will, tries to deceive you. And I'll tell you the Faustian truth here. It's a lie that it's never too late to turn back. As long as you want to turn back and have that thought, it means you're not totally committed to evil. You can go so far with free will as totally committing, locking the door, throwing away the key, and deciding you want to be evil. That's the ultimate sin. Knowledge of good, knowledge of God's promise, knowledge of what you can do, knowledge of experiencing the Holy Spirit and all the understanding that comes with it. Downloading a little spark of God into your soul. You experience that, and then you reject it and say, I know who you are. I know you're real. I know it. And I choose to go this way. God doesn't damn you to hell. You make the decision to flip that switch yourself. You're the one that gets in the elevator and says, take me to the bottom instead of take me to the top. And when you get asked to go to the top, you open up on that high rise in a metaphysical way, and a big old helicopter comes right down and lands, and it's a next level. You ready to get on the helicopter? And then you get taken to a mountaintop. And it goes from there, up, 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 in, through, and beyond. Are you ready? Can you handle it? Or do you want your God to be sports and mainstream movies and TV and all this empty crap? That question is up to you. If you're ready to be fulfilled, you're not going to find it in these establishment churches. But you're going to find it in admitting that God's real and that Jesus Christ was God in the flesh, to experience what his creations were going through with a message to humanity. That's why the whole world hates real Christians and hates that message. And the Pharisees hate it because they've twisted it and it's all meant to deceive you and destroy you. I'm sorry I'm preaching. I'm going to stop right there. And when I preach, it's not on some moral high ground that I'm the perfect guy and boy, I'm a good boy and I waited until I got married to have sex and I never smoked a marijuana cigarette and all that bull. When I get up here and tell you what I've experienced, it isn't to make me feel big, like I'm some high priest and you're lowly. You got to come to me for empowerment and enlightenment. No, you got to go to God for that. And that's what these devil churches hate. They're there to make you feel guilty and to serve them. They've become the accuser. They've become the deceiver. All right, I'm going to stop. I got to get into it. Look, Trump lost in Wisconsin by a lot of points. We knew that was coming. They put their whole power against him with all the establishment people that listen to every talk radio show, the Republican system and the Republican machine and the Democrat machine and all the rest of it, to say that, you know, if he didn't win Wisconsin, he'll lose the rest of the country, to create a mind control perception that he's going down. And if the public buys into that, it just shows one more time they can fool people into, quote, wanting to bet on the winner. Just like Bernie Sanders was winning early states, Hillary just stole the delegates, created the perception he couldn't win, so that then she would start winning. But she's so unpopular, she's starting to lose again. So they're saying, well, we'll just take, you know, his delegates at the convention. And Trump's way ahead still as well. He's going to win California. He's going to win New York. He's still going to win by a massive portion, but they're creating the idea that it's okay for John Kasich to get it. Or maybe somebody with no delegates. That's what they're all saying. I have those clips. When we come back, Obama scolds Donald Trump on cutting off remittances to Mexico. You want to come here, bring our money in with no tariff, bring it back down to Mexico? If Mexico doesn't stop dumping their poor and their criminals on us, we are going to basically come after you and going to tax you. We'll be back on the other side, ladies and gentlemen. Donald Trump responds to that, the angriest I've seen him. I'm Alex Jones. This is The InfoWar.
You're listening to Alex Jones.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, we're back. Coming up, we've got Roger Stone, the consummate insider when it comes to the Trump campaign, and just calling it like it is, not saying the way he wants it to be, but basically breaking down how it really is. Again, thank you for joining us. Second, third, and fourth hour straight ahead. First, let me read some of these headlines. Trump campaign calls Ted Cruz a Trojan horse after Wisconsin loss. That's out of the week. And they're saying he is a Republican establishment. Well, absolutely. They're even saying they're not going to let him have it. They're just going to give it to Paul Ryan or Kasich. I mean, you talk about a shell operation. And they say it on Fox and CNN and MSNBC to get everybody ready for it. Now we have a shock new national poll. Now this is questionable because all the other polls say the opposite. Takes the lead in Reuters poll. Ted Cruz does over Donald Trump for the first time. The first time Donald Trump hasn't led in the tracking poll in 2016. We'll talk about that with Roger Stone. RNC chairman suggests Kasich could be picked as nominee, even though he just has a fraction of what Donald Trump or Ted Cruz have. Piers Morgan's come out on the Michelle Field story, saying anyone with a brain who thinks that this is an insult or an assault is living in cloud cuckoo land. So even Piers Morgan gets it right about that. Very, very dangerous precedent. Right there. But let's go ahead and go to this first clip. Obama scolds Obama at a Freudian slip. Obama scolds Trump. Obama should be scolding himself, being a communist organizer, nobody, just given all his jobs, given all his power, and saying Donald Trump doesn't know how the world works. That's like Obama saying, if you have a business, you didn't build that. Or you can keep your doctor. I mean, just, it's ridiculous. Let's go ahead and play this clip.
First of all, they're impractical. We just talked about the difficulties of trying to enforce huge outflows of capital. The notion that we're going to track every Western Union, a bit of money that's being sent to Mexico. Good luck with that. Then we've got the issue of the implications for the Mexican economy. Which in turn, if it's collapsing, actually sends more immigrants north because they can't find jobs back in Mexico. But this is just one more example of something that is not thought through and is primarily put forward for political consumption.
Now let's go ahead. There's two different responses from Donald Trump. The second one, he gets really mad. Here's the first one. Donald Trump responds to Obama saying he doesn't know anything about the world.
He said, you don't know much about foreign policy or nuclear policy or the Korean Peninsula or the world generally. What do you have to say to President Obama?
Well, look, I've been very critical because I happen to think he's incompetent as a president. And I know more about nuclear than he will ever know. In other words, we are right now the policemen of the world. We have $19 trillion in debt, going to $21 trillion in debt. What's going on in this country is crazy. We have a bubble. We're sitting on top of a bubble, and yet we're giving military protection to Japan and Germany and Saudi Arabia and South Korea and many, many other countries. I could keep going.
Stop there. Because the ruling class has military control over those countries, makes them take our factories and jobs, because then our elite get the money deindustrializing us with a controlled market. That's it, Donald. They're occupied by the globalists. That's why they get free military. Then our government gives North Korea the reactors to make the nuclear weapons to keep them hostage. See, there's the real geopolitical facts. Let's go ahead and go to Trump, really mad about this. Here's the second clip.
Did you hear Obama yesterday? Obama yesterday started showing his tremendous disappointment at Iran for violating the deal. I said, I could have told you that 5 months ago. You're so incompetent. You are so totally incompetent as a president. You are so incompetent. I mean, honestly, he doesn't have a clue, folks.
We're going to break. Stay with us. There's more behind that than incompetence. I'll tell you in 70 seconds. There's a lot more than that.
Thank you for listening.
We'll be back.
GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.